This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's not actually self-evident that China will absolutely certainly rule this century, dominate this century. I think there's a good possibility that it will.
China created more billionaires than all the billionaires combined last year. China took over the planet. China quadrupled its Belt and Road. First it had doubled it, but now it's highways and it's trains into Europe. We are in cardiac arrest. And all these idiots are virtue signaling, wearing their little mask, and Biden's now petitioning the governors to never take the damn mask off because it's a symbol of the death shroud over our face forever.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
They want to wage war on independent businesses, on small businesses, on independent media. It's a war on the people. It's a war on freedom, because you can't have an America left when the rest of the world's under tyranny. And you can't have InfoWars on the air if you're going to sell this tyranny. If you're going to gaslight people. That's why we got to keep InfoWars on the air. This is all a concerted UN global government Bill and Melinda Gates Chi-Com plan. It's all exactly choreographed, laid out, planned.
On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The goal of the Event 201 exercise is to illustrate the potential consequences of a pandemic and the kinds of societal and economic challenges it would pose.
I told you back last year, before Xi Jinping even announced it, that Communist China was going to be at the heart of the global social credit score through QR codes for you to leave your house, buy or sell, get on a train, a plane, have a job, get on an airplane, you name it. And then Xi Jinping a few months later came out and said, yes, he's running it with the UN. It is now official that the UN is preparing China to run the global QR system. Oh, and don't worry, that way they're all standardized and we're all safe. So you're going to have internal passports worldwide dictated by the UN and the Communist Chinese. Data firm head. China has asked WHO to let it run global vaccine passport system. Kind of like the U.S. created the internet, so we ran ICANN. Now that's been given to the U.N. Well, the U.N. is in control of this. Bill Gates is in control of the U.N. And now they're going to have China administer it. You think, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, really? Remember 3 years ago I made a big deal about it? And that's when Tim Cook said Jones must be deplatformed now? Reuters had an article saying Chinese intelligence runs Apple, and the executive said, well, that's what happens when you're in China. They now officially have moved there to have tax exemption completely on corporate income tax. So Apple's new base is not Seattle, Washington, or Silicon Valley in California. It is Beijing. It is Peking. It is Communist China. Apple's data shows deepening dependence on China as Trump tariffs loom. And they say in there that the code keys to every laptop, every desktop, every phone are held by the CCP. And the article says it's no big deal. And I was told, I was banned a week after that. And Tim Cook said, this is incredible. Because I actually got that to Trump, the Reuters article. I got it to him through a Fox TV host. Boy, did they get pissed. That was the last straw. When Trump said, excuse me, Apple has codes in China to everybody's phones, including mine. He called Tim Cook on the phone, I was told. And Tim Cook went into a rage later. So I've gotten pieces of it from every angle. So it's just unbelievable. Yeah, there it is, the battle over Obama's internet surrender. That was the Wall Street Journal 5 years ago. There's the BBC reporting what I'm telling you. So I'm going to explain this again. Worldwide, last March, in every restaurant on the planet that was computerized, you went in, they said, no more menus, scan a QR code. That is to habituate you for the new global system, and it's a QR code. Then they're going to claim problems with that and demand a face scan, which they're now already announcing. So China will run a global database with the UN, controlling everywhere you go and what you do. Checkmate, we're taking over. and our Trojan horse government, run by the FBI, the Justice Department, and all these lawyers that have sold us out, and Biden are doing it now with enjoyment.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's now hour number two on this Thursday, April 8th, 2021 transmission. Blessed and honored to be here. I am your host. Thank you. All right, Ted Nugent is really fired up, and we look forward to having him on via Skype in about 25 minutes from now at the bottom of the hour. To get into the open borders, the gun grabbing. This could not be a better day to have him on, as Biden just finished up what he's going to do. He was talking about stopping gun smuggling when he and Obama were the biggest gun smugglers ever with Fast and Furious. He talked about anybody with a gun illegally going to federal prison. That should be his son, Hunter. The hypocrisy, the richness of this was just too over the top. Not to mention all the bodyguards he's got, the bureaucrats have, the local government has. But his new nominee for ATF says no one should have guns. You should have deadbolts. I've got the quotes. And he said the Davidians shot down two helicopters in Waco, and that's why they burned it down. That never happened. So that's the type of lying criminal that this other lying Chi-Com criminal is pushing. Disarm the American people, complete their mission. So it is a big open door here where they're going to have the ATF decide and interpret laws and take your guns. Semi-autos, any modification, any parts you bought over the years put together, they say that they are taking it all. So really the big news is the Chi-Coms are trying to cause a civil war, knowing that this will trigger a civil war and a bloodbath for everybody, which I'm not looking forward to, which I do not want. But nevertheless, is a fact. So there you go. That's what's going on there. Everybody else will debate, oh, he wants to save children. No, they shipped 2 million guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS under he and Obama. It'd be like if a guy had been convicted for raping 100 kids and then he was giving speeches about how we need to arrest people with child porn. You're like, okay, we do need to do that, but you're not the one to be the spokesperson. My God, this is ridiculous. But no one ever heads them off with what they've done. There's not a word from Republicans about him in Fast and Furious or Obama. That's kryptonite to these turkeys. Or Biden sowing racial division when he helped pass the laws to give black people 3 times longer sentences than white people. Trump repeals it and he's the racist. I mean, it's just too much. It almost made me go crazy. And, of course, the red flag laws. You know, Trump was like, oh, red flag means if you've been adjudicated mentally ill and you're a schizophrenic and you were, you know, kicked out of the Air Force was the case they brought to him. But they never put the Air Force records in that he was dishonorably discharged in an Air Force mental institution for 2 years. And Trump's like, yeah, that guy shouldn't have a gun. Oh, the conservatives, Trump wants to. No. Okay, well, Trump's gone. Let's not. The bad guy's gone. Don't have him to kick anymore. We got Biden saying, if anybody has a concern about you, your guns are gone. You don't get them back most of the time. And you get the SWAT team raid that ensues. So civil war, civil war, civil war. Oh, and it just gets worse from there. But let me hit the really big news out of Ted Nugent joining us. We'll get back into all this when Ted Nugent joins us coming up here in about 22 minutes from now. Let's look at this overhead shot, please. Again, we are a radio show simulcast on TV, so that's why a lot of times radio listeners, people call the stations, they say, he's talking about, look at this, look at that. I should remind people every segment that we are simulcast radio on TV. All right, let's get into it. AP, U.S. military cites rising risk of Chinese move against Taiwan. Oh, really? Rising risk? Over 100 large ships, including an aircraft carrier, over 1,000 small ships in a, that's called a flotilla, have encircled Taiwan. That's called a blockade. They're now starting blockade drills of Philippine Islands, too. Philippines calls it an act of war. That's how wars start, ladies and gentlemen. Biden's weakness allows China to surround Taiwan with air and sea exercises. Town hall. Crazy Nancy, though, says our border situation has improved and everything's fine. Just remember, while we're collapsing, they're expanding. J.P. Morgan's CEO admits something has gone terribly wrong in America, and China knows it. Big article where J.P. Morgan is signaling basically the end of America because they're heavily invested in China. Russia says it will keep forces near Ukraine, touts possible measures as Biden sends in heavy tanks, heavy artillery, medium artillery, light artillery, and anti-tank missiles, as well as supplying attack helicopters. I've talked to people on the ground. Yes, you heard me right. Biden has been supplying European attack helicopters that he just paid for to the Ukrainians. What could go wrong? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is escalating very, very fast. That's Reuters. Merkel joins diplomacy rush to avert Ukrainian military misstep. Think so? That's in Bloomberg. Where she's telling Biden, stop it. I mean, this is how world wars start. By the way, Russia started 500 years ago in eastern Ukraine. That's where the Russians come from. That's where they started. And they were basically Europeans that were going west. The Vikings actually started a 1,000 years ago, the first settlements that are in Russia today. But 500 years ago, it got official and they started getting czars. It all started in Ukraine. So it'd be like if the Russians were invading Boston. or New York, or Virginia. I'd be like, that's not yours, Russians. Oh, yeah, this is ours. Now, is the west of Ukraine Catholic? Abso-frickin-lutely, and is more alive with the Germans and the Poles. Always has been. They've had a bunch of wars there. In fact, more than 10 wars have started there in for the last 500 years. In fact, most of the European continental wars start there. So history is repeating itself again in a nightmare pitch. Napoleon went to Russia to be defeated. Hitler went to Russia to be defeated. And it's happening yet again. History does repeat, my friends. Here's what's sparking tension between Russia and the Ukraine, Bloomberg. And the U.S.-backed systems have been busy grabbing up the pipelines and infrastructure and sending troops into eastern Ukraine that is 90% Russian and starting a fight. I mean, what could go wrong? I mean, if Russians were landing in Boston, we'd kick their ass because they're not supposed to be here doing that. This is outrageous. And the same folks that blew up Serbia and turned it over to the Muslims, a third of it, the same people that did all of that are doing it again while they implode our borders and while they take our guns. And is anybody the good guy in Ukraine? They've been killing each other for so long, eastern and western Ukraine. It's like the Hathcocks and McCoys. It's just what's been going on. It's like the Bloods and the Crips, folks. And we shouldn't be in the middle of it. But instead, it'd be one thing if the Bloods and Crips were killing each other on the line of their neighborhoods in South Central. You'd say, stop the gang war. No, this is the Bloods going over to the Crips territory, to use that analogy, and pushing them. Well, I guess the Globalists or the Blues. So that'd be the Blues going into the Bloods territory and pushing them all the way out of their territory. what you're going to get is a war. And I guess it fits, too, because I guess the Russians are the Reds, even though they're not communists anymore. So just always backdrop that. That China's open for business. We're not open for business. We're falling apart. Our country's being destroyed. Our dollar's being destroyed. And Biden is starting a fight with the Russians. Putin accuses Ukraine of provocations in phone call with Merkel. It just goes on and on. But don't worry, 400 people have been charged in the Capitol, over 200 for, quote, meandering in the Capitol. Just being there, they're being charged and facing 7 years in prison. They're trying to charge them with terrorism and sedition with 60 Minutes, like, salivate. Oh, God, Americans, we can imprison them and have power over them. The globalists are so busy trying to dominate America when they already run it that they're running it in the ground and the globalists are laughing at us. All right, we got the huge, huge, huge COVID news. We're now censuring Governor DeSantis on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
We have to understand that the illegal aliens being brought to this country are trying to escape collapsing nations, and that the globalists did orchestrate the lockdown, and their country's even stronger for the IMF and World Bank to control those countries with an iron grip, that we're going under the same iron grip now. We'll be where they are in 5 years or less if this continues. And so they're being weaponized. They're being used. But it doesn't matter. They're still dangerous. And they'll still lower your wages. And they'll still bring crime waves with them. And they'll still ruin our future because they'll be a controlled client state. Look at this headline. Just went live on InfoWars.com. New York to give illegals who lost work during pandemic one-time payments of $15,600. That is a $217 billion budget, $2.1 billion for illegal aliens. Now, citizens don't even get a third of that. Now, you're asking, why would they do that? Well, my God, what do you think they're going to do all over the world, in Africa and Latin America and Asia and everywhere else in the Middle East, when they hear you don't just get a couple $1,000 debit card, you don't just get free airplane tickets here, you don't just get to walk across and get put in a bus and go wherever you want, you don't just get welfare on the other side, you get $15,600. But you know, when you read about Austin, $4 million of taxpayer money was just passed last week, it was actually passed on Monday, to pay illegal aliens legal bills when they're here. So that's just the big banks, everybody, exploiting this labor. And then you'll see our standard of living go down. What did Ross Perot say in 1992 in those debates when he was on 60 Minutes? He was also on CNN, Larry King Live with Al Gore. He said, now listen here, 10 years ago, Canada got rid of its tariffs on us. They were paid on average about $45 an hour. We were paid about $25 an hour in our factories. Now, within a couple of years, that came down to $25 an hour there in Canada. We were still $25 an hour. Before, the fact that it was competition was raising our wages and theirs as well. Well, in Mexico, they're paid about maybe $0.50 an hour. What's going to happen is once you send all the jobs down to Mexico, there's going to be a giant sucking sound, and then there won't even be factories or jobs here anymore. So this is a transference of power, getting rid of our wealth, getting rid of our middle class. This is designed to be done to take control of people. This is the politicians wanting dependent populations. And I guarantee in 20 years, we'll remember this, and we will not be a service economy. They claim it's going to be so great, because if you don't have jobs and factories and workers and farms and a diverse economy, there will not be money to be able to buy any of that, man. And, of course, it was all 100% true, but Al Gore made fun of him. Now, listen, Ross, you don't know anything. First world lifts everyone. Lowering us to third world lowers them even further and kills everybody, which is exactly what Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates want. And what did I say 14 months ago? I said, as they launch this lockdown, the third world will implode. They will all flood us, and now you got 10 times the flooding. It's all easy. Because the globalists even tell you they're going to use migrant flows to take over. It's not like I even figured out 2 plus 2 equals 4. They show you 2 plus 2 equals 1984. They tell you what they're going to do. Now, why do you think the lowest COVID numbers for any big state in the country were in Florida? Because 8 months ago, DeSantis was getting state funding to pay for all his testing. And he said, why do we have hundreds of labs doing thousands of tests apiece, some hundreds a day, but it was hundreds and thousands, and they're having some 100% positive rates? That's fake. They're doing that for more money. And they arrested a few people doing it, and everybody else quit doing the fake PCR crap. They'd set it the right way. Also, you're in the sun in Florida. You're getting D3. You go to Florida, everybody's so tan. So, long before the vaccines rolled out, they had almost no deaths or problems. Well, guess how they handled that? Turns out back in March, he had a roundtable event that CBS News shot. CBS News that had over 6 million views on it. Well, turns out that video got picked up and was getting more popular, so YouTube deleted it and said, you don't agree with the UN. You're an elected governor that had a roundtable event at the Capitol with over 15 top scientists, some the best in the world, saying herd immunity, unlock everything, you can't create a vaccine that protects you from the common cold, this is made up crap. Think about that. And what did YouTube do? By the way, we're posting in the banned video section of Banned Out Video, the most banned. We're posting the piece because it was also on state TV. We're not going to copy the CBS piece that got deleted off YouTube. We're going to find a state piece that's copyright free and put it up. I guess they already got it up. Man, I tell you, this crew is so damn fast. Governor DeSantis holds public health care roundtable. Wow, there it is. Guys, that's great, but just add, see the censored Governor DeSantis health roundtable. Because that's people don't even care about it unless that was just put up a little while ago, unless we explain it. This is the one you're not supposed to see. So, you can go read the article at Infowars.com. YouTube removes roundtable video featuring Florida Governor DeSantis and Andy Lockdown Health Expert citing terms of service. And the terms of service says if it's not in agreement with the UN, you ain't doing it, Jack. Well, who runs the UN? I tried this morning and it works. We'll see if they've changed it. Guys, please go to Google for TV viewers. Any radio listener can do this. Type in, who is the most powerful doctor in the world? And before you even say powerful, who is the most powerful? It says Bill Gates. And they say he is the most powerful doctor. He is in charge and he will do what he will to you. He's literally a eugenicist globalist that bought off all the health departments, runs the UN, and he is not just a doctor, even though he's not a doctor. He is a rapist. He is a colonizer of your cells. He is taking your entire body over. There it is. Who's the most powerful doctor in the world, ladies and gentlemen? Bill! I'm going to kill your ass, Bill Gates! Woo! Meet the world's most powerful doctor. And for four pages, it says the same thing. Because he paid in the search results to tell you, I am the big swinging Johnson. I'm going to put it in you. He's literally raping everyone with Xi Jinping. So it's a double team. I don't mean to be gross here, but it's like you got Gates and you got Fauci. And you got Xi Jinping and the New World Order and the Rockefeller Foundation and John Hopkins and the UN, and they're literally got us chained up worse than being a slave in the fictitious Pulp Fiction. And they're not just raping us where our rear end hurts, folks. They are going to kill us with cancer and kill us with steroids and kill us with disorders and Guillain-Barré and just all of it and narcolepsy, and they're just doing it and just... And oh, taxpayers will pay for those that get hurt. Woo! There's your doctor. Dr. Bill Gates, baby. He's your doctor. He's going to stick something in you, whether you like it or not. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the one, the only, Ted Nugent joins us at this critical time of the Republican stolen election. The ball was thrown down by Biden, declaring he's going to bankrupt the gun manufacturers, he's going to confiscate the guns, he's going to declare red flag laws at a level never before seen, and the borders are wide open. While Pelosi says the border's doing better than ever and Joe Biden's doing a great job, the Border Patrol says it's tenfold the previous record under Obama. This is an incredible time to be alive, and I'm glad Ted Nugent is there. A Motor City madman and a great another fellow Texan. Thank you for joining us, sir.
My pleasure, Alex. I'm celebrating life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I got my priorities. I think we should quote the greatest philosopher of all times. I think we agree. That was Dirty Harry when he said, a good man knows his limitations. So as I fight against the curse of self-inflicted apathy and Marxism running amok, and whatever creature that is that pretends to be the commander-in-chief and all his crazy supporters, the Nugent family is living the American dream because we prioritize, we fight like hell as we the people, daring to experiment in our self-government, and then we make great music, we plant gardens, we go hunting and fishing, we train our dogs, we have great campfires and a great open communication of heart and soul. So everybody make sure you don't get too depressed, because it's never been uglier. But a big salute to you, because I got to tell you, Alex, the founding fathers wanted everybody to be like Alex Jones and Ted Nugent, everybody I know, and that is to spotlight cockroaches and hold our elected employees to constitutional accountability. Boy, I'm radical, huh?
No, you're simply being an American. You're 70 plus years old, look like you're about 60. You're certainly living the good, clean life. And I agree with you. They want to demoralize us. They want to break us, because the world is turning against the left and against globalism. This is all their desperate battle of the bulls, like when Hitler was losing against us in Europe. He threw everything he had at us. It looked like we were losing for a couple of weeks, but that was really the end of Hitler. I agree with you. We've got to keep our spirits up.
Well, I got to tell you, I got my son Rocco here next to me. The Nugent family, we really cling to God, family, and country. And we have a nightly campfire here at the Nugent Ranch in Texas, and when we get back to Michigan. And Rocco and I were talking about, you know, there's elements and incidents and occurrences in our history where the Germans pretended that they didn't see the Jews being put on trains. And then they pretended they didn't see the smoke coming from Auschwitz. And we are literally living the precursor, the threat of that kind of condition, where people are being put in prison because they opened their diner in Michigan. And people are being tackled at banks in Texas. Well, elderly ladies, and I know what elderly looks like. I live it every day. Elderly ladies are tackled and handcuffed for not wearing a mask, when I, your humble guitar player and bow hunting backstrapper, can tell you that every year throughout my life, when I wear a mask in Michigan to hide my glaring Caucasian glow from the deer that I want to get close to with my bow and arrow, guess what happens under my mask? My cold breath escapes the mask. But a woman in Texas, this is the most dire of indicators, Alex, that a Texan is tackled in a bank for not wearing a mask. We got to be very careful, but it's once again a manifestation of cultural deprivation, where we, the people who know truth, logic, and common sense, and identify cockroaches, we need to spotlight them and then call our elected employees, report on them, and hopefully arrest, try, convict, and punish them. But we're not doing that in a meaningful fashion.
I totally agree. Let me ask you, now that it's out, I'm sure you saw, you just finished an hour, the most draconian declaration of war. This is as bad as Beto saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. This is insane. What do we do? How do we counter this? They're trying to destroy the NRA. They're trying to bankrupt it. NRA's doing a smart thing, leaving New York just like Trump did. Same group suing NRA or suing me. I mean, this is a war. And listeners, you know it's a war.
Well, you know, not just spotlighting the cockroaches. I think the most important lesson has been hidden from generations, and that's the lesson of Old Yeller. We love dogs. When Old Yeller protects us from the snake and the cougar, when Old Yeller brings us the newspaper and our slippers, we give Old Yeller a kiss and a hug and a biscuit. When Old Yeller, the same dog we love dearly, begins foaming at the mouth, we know what we have to do to Old Yeller. But we don't embrace difficult and discomforting decisions in life. I use the reference of the Germans who pretended they weren't complicit by their cult of denial of what happened during the genocide. There are Americans today that are hiding from the indicators, hiding from the evidence. So here's the answer. Number one, Alex, everybody who believes in freedom right now more than ever, you have to be a member of the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, the Texas State Rifle Association, all your state Second Amendment organizations. You have to communicate with your mayor, your senator, your congressman, your governor on a weekly basis. I'm just a guitar player, but I know what experimenting in self-government looks like. The answer is to reverse the apathy, turn it into activism. Let your mayor know you believe and demand in law and order. And only a mentally deranged, dangerous criminal would want to defund the fire department and release the arsonists. And that's what the defund the police insanity means.
And let's talk about that, because you've been on the show in the last 20 years a lot, but I can tell you were in the middle of a jam session, took a break. You are feeling some endorphin right now, my friend. So you're in a super positive mode, and I agree. What do you make, though, of engaging? Like, you do all over the country. I know we talked the other day. You're saying you may go down to the Texas border the next few weeks. I definitely want to be there and cover that. I mean, peacefully, I think we all need to go expose this, not just Ted Nugent, not just Alex Jones. I think President Trump needs to go down to Donna, Texas, and McAllen and go to these centers. You can wait 30 minutes, and the trucks just pull up with the little kids, never checked, just brought in illegally. We need to spotlight this, as you say.
Well, one of the worst curses that mankind is capable of inflicting on each other can literally be identified by the Epsteins and the Weinsteins of the world that the Clintons are in bed with, figuratively and literally speaking. When child sex trafficking is ignored, but women without masks are put in jail, that women who open their diner are put in jail. When a farmer in Oregon is arrested for catching rainwater off the roof of his house into a bucket to use it as, you're not allowed to catch rainwater in some jurisdictions where the liberals have gone totally berserk, and conservation conscientious people didn't fight back. We have to fight back on the activist level peacefully, but communicate on a regular basis. And yes, Alex, Shemaine and I, with our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show and our Spirit Campfire and all the different incredible communication that my wife Shemaine accomplishes, we're coming down to the border because everybody has to know that these children are being trafficked. And when you catch a guy doing it, he plays dumb. Well, that's not dumb. That's demonic. We have to spotlight these devil cockroaches.
Well, that's right. And the crazy part is Biden didn't even sign an executive order. That would be overturned. There's no law. The whole thing's illegal. The whole thing's smuggling. And they're just doing it in plain view, disappearing these children all over the country. And the Senate report, as you know, 6 years ago found that Obama knowingly gave tens of thousands of children to sex traffickers.
You know, we've been to Africa many times, and Shemaine has done a lot of interviews with some real heroes of law enforcement and the military who have dedicated their lives to saving these women and children that are enslaved and trafficked. And it's happening on a daily basis, and thank God, a big salute to you, not just from the Nugent family, Alex, but a lot of people are watching you spotlight these devils, and we thank you for that. But more and more people have to do it, and then they have to act upon it. You can't identify a foaming-at-the-mouth dog and then go back to your gardening. You have to deal with the rabid dog. You have to eliminate the rabid dog. And if you're not able to do it, call your wildlife control office. But call somebody. Complain to someone. When you see something wrong and stupid and anti-logic and untruthful and against common sense, if you don't act upon it, you are complicit.
Absolutely. Ted Nugent's our guest. I've interviewed your amazing wife, but I've never talked to Rocco. I want to come back and talk to your son some as well. Ted Nugent's with us. Who knows how long it will twist his arm a little bit the next hour. We have another guest coming up where they're shutting down churches in Canada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and here's Ted Nugent from Deep in the Heart of Texas bringing us in.
I feel so good, Alex. It ain't right.
Hey, you did that in your living room, same place you are with your son, Rocco, a few years ago, and I had great lunch with you and your wife. Will you please just hit a couple riffs off the Star Spangled Banner for us?
I can, absolutely. I hate to do it on the part. That's only the intro.
Oh, I was getting goosebumps. It's powerful over Skype, but in person, it was the best rendition of Star Spangled Banner I ever heard when you played the whole damn thing. You got your son there with us here in a little bit in the next hour, but you're super positive despite all this horrible stuff happening. Your spirit's strong. So is mine. I see a global awakening. I feel it. So I want to go back to your message. As negative as things are, we need to be positive spiritually at a gut level, but also we need to take action. So some more examples of that. And then, Rocco, I know you're an articulate person in your own right, the great son of Ted Nugent. Well, what is your view on all this?
Man, I'm a little bit more oriented to the metaphysical aspects of it. I feel like I got this guy on the front lines of the terrestrial aspect. And me and some of my friends have been tuned into what you've been doing and others like David Icke. And I got more interested in, like, you know, who's really behind the cabal, extraterrestrial beings that are hijacking energy fields of the planet, that are installing slaughterhouses, that are, you know, the motives.
By the way, I totally agree. When you hit the bottom of the rabbit hole, whatever it is, it's anti-human, it's anti-success.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And well, I think what we witness, the manifestation on a daily basis, Alex, I have a lot of really, really smart friends, my band, my crew. We're doing a jam session tonight in Waco, Texas, every Thursday night at Tucker Hall. We just unleashed the old greasy speakeasy original rhythm and blues rock and roll celebration.
You know, should I get in the car and drive up there tonight? Maybe I'm going to do that.
Yes. I'm telling you, the people that join me for this jam session, it brings you such hope and such positive prognosis. But you don't fix the bad and the ugly by complaining about it. You maximize your strength, taking good care of yourself, clean and sober, eating good food, making sure you get activity. I'm 72, but I could kick the 25-year-old Ted Nugent's ass right now.
I believe you. You're pretty intimidating in person. How have you gotten stronger over the years?
Well, again, prioritization. I've always been clean and sober. And when you're clean and sober, you're able to make smart decisions in life. And Rocco has followed that path of taking good care of your spirit, your mind, your body, and your soul. And if you met all my sons and daughters and grandkids, my band, my crew, the guys I'm jamming with every Thursday night here in Waco at Tucker Hall, well, I mean, you could be fooled and spoiled into believing that the world is literally perfect. But after we recharge our batteries, we go back into...
Well, that's the thing. When I'm around Christians, conservatives, nationalists, patriots, black, white, doesn't matter. They're so alive, and you see leftists, you go to downtown Austin or downtown L.A., they look like somebody sucked their damn soul.
Well, again, try to find a human being who can really sound like they make sense or believe in what they're saying that would watch Joe Biden attempt to form a sentence, try to make a statement, try to make some meaningful delivery, and have them explain how this man is the commander-in-chief of the greatest nation, the strongest nation, the most quality of life nation in the history of the world. You have to literally be a zombie to believe what is happening politically in this country. And it's a direct result of the apathy where good people let it happen. I say we stop letting it happen.
I agree, but the globalists are smart. They put him in to demoralize America because Trump made us look strong, build back, made us stronger, realizing our own strength and God's strength. This is meant to be the poison to the antidote.
And I sense that it's meant to be the call to action for everyone to get into metaphysical spiritual alignment with themselves, self-realization, then self-actualization, your body-mind-spirit complex first, because there are parasitic entities that, you know, whether they're in a body or not, they want to feed off of someone else's energy.
Yeah, the Democrats are definitely parasites. I mean, they literally want to punish the hardest working people and reward those who refuse to be productive. And it's a choice. They made the choice to not be in the asset column.
I totally agree with Tim. What Rocco's saying, whether when we look at it as an archetype or real, the globalists, I've talked to some of their top psychiatrists that have defected over to our side, they teach them in their brainwashing and gaslighting of us to have their own centered will and who they are and remember that they're just manipulating us. But we need to become centered again and realize who we are, we stand for, and not let what they do to us affect us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say
you have to be in the asset column.
I would say that the more subtle aspect of that is about being unity consciousness and crystalline in your own perception, seeing very clearly, but first you have to see yourself clearly, not project all of these problems out into the world. Yes, first take accountability and then recognize where the gaps or the leaks in the hull, or so to speak, of the collective are happening.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. So Ted, what do we do with this gun grab, this open border? The globalists are trying to break America. I think we first realize they're not breaking America. They're trying to convince us they've broken us, but then what do we do to stop it?
Well, once again, I think that the Democrats have so turned into the party of the devil. Everything they do is historically proven to ruin every culture it has touched. They want to turn us into Venezuela. They want to turn the whole country into a gun-free murder zone. Everything they stand for, you can't go to school and you can't open your diner, but millions of invaders are allowed through your open borders? I mean, none of it makes sense. So you have to identify that this might be a gift, a wake-up call against the self-inflicted apathy of this country, the engineered recidivism of our crime statistics. The recidivism is engineered. The courts are doing it. They're releasing dangerous people. Again, I use the analogy, you don't defund the fire department and then release the arsonists. And that's what the Democrat Party stands for. It's just bizarro world, but I think even your middle ground people, i.e. apathetic, non-involved, non-participants in the sacred experiment of self-government, those that don't pay attention and become apathetic and spoiled, they're finally going, you literally, really? So self-defense is against the law? So I can't open my restaurant, but people can invade my country and I have to pay for their invasion, I have to pay for their food, their lodging, I get to buy them new clothes, and we don't even know where the children are going? I think this is the most demonic wake-up call that a society could ever respond to. And thank you for sounding the alarm. That's what I do every day. That's why we're considered radicals, because we're radically involved in a radical experiment in self-government that provides the greatest quality of life in the history of mankind.
Well, you've always got good instincts, and you didn't want to go to D.C. You just said it's not, you know, it's going to be out of control, and the Antifa will be there. You passed on that, a little inside baseball, and that turned into a big fiasco, the left provocateuring and a bunch of things. But you told me you do want to go to the border. You're obviously just north of me here in Texas, and I've already been down there. Our crew has. I'd love to give you a blueprint to go or send my security guys with you to help you out, but we know where to go, where you go there, and there will be buses and cars every 15, 20 minutes, kids illegally, people coming across in yards, being grabbed, put in cars by coyotes, then taken to Catholic Charities and just disappeared. I mean, we've got the smoking gun stuff. And again, it's so off the charts, it's so off the rails that it's everywhere. I mean, it looks like a football game let out or something of illegals. This is crazy.
And isn't it heartbreaking that the media overall is not covering the most dangerous and evil conditions, which can be summarized as child trafficking, an open invasion orchestrated by our own government, especially during a Chinese virus attack? So, Alex, God bless you for that. But Shemaine and I and our family and people who want discomforting information so that we can make sure that old Yeller doesn't become rabid. We who care, we salute you, and we know that the most important job of an American is to always be suspicious, to always ask questions, and hold elected employees accountable to their oath to the United States Constitution, which heroes of the military have sacrificed for, and that this administration is absolutely violating. So we are very angry, but we remain positive. But like Rocco said, take good care of yourself, be strong and healthy, eat properly, exercise properly, be clean and sober, and communicate forcefully, politely yet forcefully, with your elected employees that we support law and order. And if you want to defund the police, you are on the side of evil.
All right, Ted Nugent and Rocco, your son, stay there. We're doing 10 more minutes with you. I want to talk about O'Biden. I call him O'Biden. He's the third term of Obama. How, though, you see that unfolding? I think we should impeach him. I don't know what we do. The election fraud. I want to pick your brain on a few other subjects. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported. You know, they took our sponsors years ago with harassment. We sell a lot of vitamins, minerals, products, T-shirts, water filtration. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And back in stock is vitamin D3, highest grade, winter sun. You got to have your immune system. If you got that, you're in like Flynn. Vitamin D3, winter sun, back in stock, 40% off, and vitamin refusion or multivitamin mineral amino acid drink for adults and children, 50% off with winter sun, 40% by itself. All right, hour number three, 10 more minutes with Ted Nugent from TedNugent.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.